Chapter 28, Samaria. You will remember that after the death of King Solomon, 10 of the tribes of Israel separated from the other two tribes, which were Judah and Benjamin. After that time, the 10 tribes were called Israel, and the other two tribes were called Judah. Each of these had their separate kings. And so you will find mentioned in the Bible all the different kings of Judah and Israel. Jeroboam was the first king of the 10 tribes of Israel, but about 50 years later the name of the king of Israel was Omri. He was the father of King Ahab, whose name you will perhaps remember more easily. Well, Omri, when he was king, bought the hill of Samaria, and there he built his royal city, which was called the City of Samaria. There Ahab lived as well, and built his palace, and also all the kings of Israel who came after him. But when the 10 tribes separated from the rest, they turned away from the God of their fathers. Jeroboam made 2 golden calves, and told the people to worship these instead of going up to Jerusalem to worship the true God. Then Ahab turned the people to worship the idol Baal, and made 400 prophets of Baal. So the 10 tribes went away from the Lord and worshipped idols, and the Lord was angry with them for their wickedness. He sent their enemies against them to punish them for their evil ways. First, the Syrians came and shut the king and the people up in the city of Samaria so that they could not get any food. But through the prayer of Elisha, the Lord turned the Syrians away and saved Samaria at that time. Still, the people did wickedly, until at last the Lord sent the kings of Assyria against them. For 3 years they surrounded the city of Samaria, so that the people could not get out to find food. Then they took the city, and carried the 10 tribes away as captives into the land of Assyria, and put in their places the people of Babylon and other strange countries. So there were all these different nations in Samaria, and from these came the Samaritans that you read of in the New Testament. These mixed nations worshipped their own idols, and yet thought that they could worship the true God of Israel as well. Of course, the true Jews could not receive all these foreign nations, especially as they mixed up their idols with their worship. That is why we read that the Jews hated the Samaritans. But Jesus showed them that they ought to love their neighbors, even though they were the Samaritans. This he did by the parable of the Good Samaritan. You will remember about the man who fell among thieves, who wounded him and left him on the roadside half dead. The priest and the Levite passed by and would not help him, but it was the Samaritan who bound up his wounds, gave him oil and wine, and took care of him. This is also to show us that we cannot be saved by keeping the law of God, but need Jesus, the Good Samaritan, to come to us and show us how dead in sins we are under the law, and to pour in the wine and oil of the gospel to heal the wounds that sin has made, and to save our souls. This Jesus did when he met the woman of Samaria at Jacob's well, and talked with her there. He showed her how she was living in sin, and that God should be worshipped in spirit and in truth, and not as the Samaritans worshipped. She said she knew that when the Messiah came, he would tell them all things. Then Jesus said, "I that speak unto thee am he." So she left her water pot and quite forgot about getting it filled with water. She went into the city of Samaria and told the men there that she had found the Christ. Then they went out to see and hear him for themselves. This beautiful account of the woman of Samaria is to show us how Jesus draws his people, gradually teaching them and bringing them to know what sinners they are, but that he is the great Savior who can save them from their sins. May you be favored with this teaching and be brought truly to know and believe in the Lord Jesus and come to him for salvation. For the texts, you will find the building of Samaria in the first book of Kings, chapter 16. The siege of the city by the Syrians is in the second book of Kings, chapters 6 and 7, and how the king of Assyria took the 10 tribes captive in chapter 17. The parable of the Good Samaritan you will find in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, and the account of the woman of Samaria in the Gospel of John, chapter 4.